Hey, everyone. Welcome to a special bonus edition of Locked On Lakers. Brian Kamenetsky, Andy Kamenetsky. Is LeBron James considering retirement? That's what the reports are saying. That's next.
You are Locked On Lakers. Your daily Los Angeles Lakers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Thanks to everybody for making Locked On Lakers your first listen of every day, Monday through Friday, no matter how or where you get your podcast. It's always going to be free. It's never going to be behind a paywall. Locked On Lakers on YouTube is where you can go to find 17,000 plus Lakers and NBA fans, subscribers to the show, all of whom are wondering, Andy, if LeBron James is going to retire. So we mentioned this on the main show when the Lakers were eliminated on Monday night in Game 4 at the Crypt by the Nuggets, 113-111. LeBron James goes to the podium, and he is asked the final question of his evening. The question was this, and I think this is important because of the answers that have come since. The question was, obviously, all-time scoring record, another season where you essentially defeat Father Time again. On a personal level, how would you evaluate the season that you had? And he talks a little about that, competing and playing for his guys and doing well for Darvin and all this other stuff. The end is the kicker, Andy. He says, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. I don't know. I've got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I've got a lot to think about. That was the part that we included in the big show, and you know, acknowledging what that could mean, didn't want to get ahead of ourselves with any potential speculation as to what that might mean. 15 minutes later, Andy, Dave McMenamin from ESPN, he posts the following, LeBron James to ESPN on his thought process going into the offseason. When you say that you've got a lot, when you got to think about stuff, what thread should we be pulling on that? LeBron answers, if I want to continue to play. As in next year? Yeah, you would walk away? I got to think about it. Then Chris Haynes from Yahoo and Bleacher Report reports that LeBron is indeed considering retirement. So, well, that adds a little bit of clarity, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, we noted that it could be, and it is still being speculated, anything from a serious consideration of retirement to trying to apply pressure to the Lakers front office by threat of retirement to make sure that they do the things that he wants in order to make staying with the Lakers feel worthwhile in his assessment. Could also be, to be perfectly honest, a lot of emotions swirling around, inside his head, inside a beat up body.
He's all up in his feelings. Is that what you're saying?
No, but I mean, there's a lot of emotion that goes. Yeah, well, there's a lot of emotion that goes along with being LeBron James getting swept in any round that isn't the finals. This has never happened to LeBron before. He had to drag himself through this thing physically. We know that he, went to the LeBron James of feet to finally find a doctor that would tell him he could actually play, and this is how, because other doctors had recommended surgery. We know that the game is taking an increased toll on his health because he is continually getting injured more often and the recovery time takes longer. And it takes a hell of a lot more for LeBron to put up a 40 piece like he did in Game 4 against Denver than it did, even just a few seasons ago. So, there's a lot of emotion that goes along with that, honesty.
No, for sure.
These things can be all connected.
There's no question. But I think the one thing that definitely got cleared up is like, no, that's what he was talking about. The cryptic, that sounds like a guy, because we talked about it on the show. Like, he played like a guy who was like, if this was going to be your last game, like, he played like it. 48 minutes, 40 points, 15 of 25 from the floor. Clearly left it all out on the floor in that way. So, that it clears up any potential, like, it sounds like that's what he was talking about, but we don't know. Well, yeah, that's what he was talking about. I think, you know, the initial reaction that I've seen on Twitter, Andy, is that this is more a play to put pressure on the Lakers to do something big this offseason, primarily around Kyrie Irving, who was at the game again on Monday.
Well, I mean, D'Angelo Russell was in a vulnerable place, so damn right Kyrie's going to be there.
Yeah. there is no question that LeBron could be doing that. I had my thoughts about that reaction to it, about LeBron or whatever. What do you feel like this is, you know, or like could be most likely is, if you had, you know, like it's all speculation at this point, but how did you interpret this, you know, especially given the initial reaction around Kyrie more than anything?
Well, I mean, look, preface all of this by saying that you and I don't know LeBron the way we knew other players that we covered, you know, earlier and throughout our career. We don't know LeBron nearly as well as some of those other guys. Haven't spent as much time around LeBron, had as many side conversations, that sort of thing, like we did with a lot of other players. My initial reaction was, I'm not going to say that I saw this coming or that, you know, this wasn't like a whoa, because it definitely was a whoa reaction. But when you think about it, I don't think it feels like it's coming out of nowhere in terms of would it make sense? Because for LeBron, there's real, other than win another championship, which obviously is always a goal, but they're really hard to come by. And unless you are on a favorite, your odds are always quite low. And frankly, even as the favorite, nothing is ever guaranteed. And LeBron only has a finite amount of years left to do this. It's like I said earlier, taking a real toll on him. He's got nothing left to achieve in this game, nothing left to prove in this game. And it may now be less fun for him than it used to be. And the motivation on a lot of different levels to put yourself through this when there's quite literally nothing left to do. And LeBron has a lot of other things going on in his life, his family, professionally, other opportunities that clearly mean a lot to him. Again, I'm not going to pretend that I saw this coming, because I didn't. But if you're asking me if it follows a through line of logic that feels like it would be more than just a threat to get Rob Pelinka to and Jeannie Buss to bring in Kyrie Irving, yeah, it feels like more than that to me, at least potentially. You two things came to
go ahead
and then
I agree with you. I do not disqualify the idea that this is about Kyrie and putting pressure on. It is an incredibly heavy-handed way to do it.
LeBron's never been subtle.
He is not. And this sort of pressuring or whatever is not unusual for him. But I think it will always be a ploy. It will always be a tactic until it isn't. And, you know, you did a great, like, you mentioned, like, all of that stuff. He's done everything. You know, he was asked about getting the Western Conference Finals on Monday. He's like, yeah, I mean, it's nice that we got here. We turned the season around. I don't get excited about being in the Western Conference Finals. I've been in the Western Conference Finals a lot. Or, I mean, in the Conference Finals, I should say, a lot. Like, this is not a new thing for me to be in the Conference Finals. No disrespect to the person asking the question. There's been just sort of the assumption, for example, too, that LeBron would continue to play until Bronny was in the league and they'd play together and whatever. You know, Bronny's going to USC next year, so I don't think LeBron is going somewhere else to play. But I also, like, it's not a guarantee that Bronny is a one and done. So the idea that LeBron just has one more season to hang on before Bronny's ready, that's not a safe assumption. And LeBron is not going to pressure his kid to get into the league faster you know, when he could become a better player, a better pro and all that, just so he can play. He's not going to do that. I don't think he would do that.
I don't either.
And he's probably going to have foot surgery. I think that certainly seems to be something that a lot of people have speculated is coming. Is like, I don't know what the recovery of that looks like. I don't like, so like, I'm not saying that the other thing isn't possible, that it isn't just a leverage player or whatever. And then it's like, dude, there's like a 5% chance he retires. Like, come on. I think it's a real thing. I think that is, this is something that I think my initial don't think he'll retire, but I don't think he's making this up. I don't think this is strictly a ploy. I just, you know, he's 38 years old. He's been doing this. This next year would be his 21st season. He has done everything. And if he doesn't think his kid's going to be in the league for, say, two more seasons after this one, you know, where he's got to hang on for 3 years to play with him.
You know, it's funny.
I don't think it's empty speculation.
With the Bronny piece of this, as much as obviously the idea of playing, you know, in the league either with or against Bronny for a season would mean a lot to LeBron, you know, emotionally as a father. What you don't, I would suspect he does not want to accompany that memory is remembering just how much of a slog it was to get through that season. And for him to be remembering as much about how it was a pain in the ass that last year when, you know, he's going to be in a lot of ways overshadowing Bronny anyway.
Yep.
I mean, that's just by nature of the beast, even if he's trying his best not to, because everyone's going to suspect that's LeBron's final year anyway, and the story's too big and whatever. But you don't want it to be accompanied by memories of, damn, this was often just not fun. But as far as like leverage plays or the idea of retiring while you can still perform at a pretty high level, there were two things that came to mind when I heard about this with LeBron. And then, you know, we can go whenever you're done and obviously keep talking about this for a while.
Oh, think it'll come up again?
When the Lakers won their fifth title with Kobe and heading into the 2011 season, in his exit interview, Phil Jackson said that he was heavily mulling retirement. And a lot of people took it as an obvious leverage play because he was in a contract year and people thought this is just his way of getting, you know, getting the deal that he wanted, the money that he wanted, et cetera. Remember, you and I were both like, no, he looks to me like somebody who's mulling retirement. And, you know, as it turned out, like it's well reported, Kobe, Fisher, like other guys had to really, I think Genie, had to really kind of prod Phil to go that one final year, try for, you know, the fourth three-peat of his career. And that season, which you and I covered on a daily basis, Phil looked like somebody who thought that he made a mistake. And he, you know, talked at times about not having the same connection with younger players as he used to. And, you know, there was a health issue that went on top of it. But I remember never feeling like that was Phil just trying to get the new contract, that like sometimes you have to at least consider that people are being real with you. The other thing too, and I think this is something I've talked about before on this show. I know I've talked about it like on ESPN and other times. Before Kobe tore his Achilles, so this is around like 2012, something like that, early 2013, I had always suspected that Kobe might walk away earlier than people expected, like with definitively something on the table, because I did not think Kobe would ever want to be seen potentially as a shell of himself. Kobe had no interest in playing NBA basketball unless he was fully capable of being the primary option on a championship caliber team with the Lakers. He just had no other interest in anything else. And he also had one time given this very cryptic quote to Jim Gray, and I don't remember it exactly, but saying that when he decided to leave the game, nobody would see it coming. And that always struck me as interesting because Kobe was not somebody who threw around stuff like that willy-nilly. You know, he was specific with things like that. And then I think everything got, if my suspicion was even correct, and I never talked with Kobe about this. It was something I didn't want to get into him with him in a scrum. I wanted to talk with him privately. The occasion never came up. And then once he tore his Achilles, I think the math changed because he really wanted to try to come back from that.
I agree.
But the reason I bring this up is just I don't think the idea of people like Kobe or LeBron, the true greats, I don't think the idea of leaving with something on the table is that crazy, because in a lot of ways it beats the alternative.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think you also have to, LeBron has laid out the criteria for why he would walk away. And only he knows whether or not how close he is to getting those, to those places where he just feels like he wants to put his body through the grind, whether he enjoys it, whether he, and look, I think it probably ultimately would make a difference if he thought the team he was returning to had a better chance to win a championship next year. But my initial reaction was, this guy's 38 years old, done everything. It is really hard. He probably will have to have surgery. The recovery is difficult as you get older. Like, I would not, were I a Lakers fan, were I a basketball fan, and I am actually, as it turns out, both of those things. I wouldn't look at this as just a leverage play. I think this is a guy who is thinking, I think ultimately he'll come back. And I think he could probably be convinced to come back, like I said, by having a better team around him. But as old, you know, he brought this up on his own. Like, this was not him being asked, you know, are you, you know, the assumption throughout everything, like he opened this door a way that was much different.
This was intentional.
Yeah. And, you know, some people will say intentional to put pressure on the Lakers right away. Here's the thing.
It could be a pressure play to help him decide something that he's seriously considering. Like, there can be a little bit from bucket A, a little bit from bucket B.
Yeah, no question. So, all right. Well, obviously, you know, the everydayers and the every other dayers and the every third dayers, we'll all be hearing a lot about this one going forward as more reporting comes out, as more speculation comes out. Lakers doing their exit interviews on Tuesday. I suspect someone will be asked about it, perhaps Rob Pelinka. But one thing I'm curious to find out on Tuesday is how much perhaps other people might have known that this could be coming, that he was thinking about this. And I suspect the answer is they didn't. Locked on Lakers on YouTube is where you can go to see the show and speculate away on the future of LeBron James. Of course, I mentioned the Everydayers. We'll be back with much more analysis about this. But before we go, Andy, we have to tell all the people about this.
That Locked on Lakers is brought to you by Game Time. And years ago, some friends of mine, we went to go see LL Cool J in LA last minute. Didn't know how to get tickets, tried a scalper. Turned out they were fake, managed to get into the show anyway, but decided after that, I'm never going through it again, and I don't have to, and that's why I love Game Time. It's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy shows, and theater near you, and with killer deals on last-minute tickets and the best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun. There's nothing worse than a bad angle, and that's why they offer images of the seat views. They got the lowest price guarantee, the event cancellation protection, job loss protection, and Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you get tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It's the fastest growing ticket app for a reason in this country. Buy the tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps. Tickets go directly to your phone and you're set. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create the account, redeem, and use the redeem code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Okay, Locked On Lakers also brought to you by Prize Picks. They got this cool thing going on as we head into the NBA Finals. It's the Daily Superflex. And every day of the finals, one Prize Picks user will win a chance to become a millionaire. One entry placed after 8 a.m. Eastern, randomly selected each day. Whoever places that entry gets a six-pick flex with the following payout. Six correct picks, you get $1 million. Five is worth 80 grand. Four, 16, still a nice haul. Full details can be found on prizepicks.com/million. You must opt in at the link to be eligible for the $1 million entry. And once you opt in, all you have to do is play the game like normal, and you could be the lucky winner. And how do you play the game, Andy, like normal? pick 2 to 6 players, and they and if they go to score more or less than their prize picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. And this is the you can do prize picks projections on anything you watch. We mentioned the NBA Finals, but when the NFL rolls back around, baseball's in full swing. You got the Stanley Cup Finals coming up, PGA, college football, even disc golf, Andy, if that's where your heart lies. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that easy. So you download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. And if you deposit that $100, that means Prize Picks is going to give you $100. Deposit 50, you get 50. I think you can do the math from here. So enter that code Locked On to sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. And we will, for reals this time, no more shows. See everybody tomorrow.